You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Up Front with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler alongside me. Ray, you're looking nice, tanned and bronzed.
How you doing now? Well, I have my annually, holiday with my kids. And, we had a really nice time. But back into it now, Al. Can't wait. Season's cracking on. So, looking forward.
One of these days when I get a few quid, Ray, like you, I'll go around the world.
I'll tell you what, you're like Judith Chalmers. You're always on holiday.
Right, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and big offers, okay? Ray, so you've been away, but you've caught up all the football.
Yeah.
As far as Liverpool, personally, I thought 1-1. I thought Liverpool were unlucky. They had chances. Coutinho should have scored. Mane scored a cracking goal, given offside. I thought that was harsh.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the first half, Liverpool were excellent. Really, played on that counter-attack and were really pacey. We know Mane, he's got the pace going forward. Very unlucky with the goal. I mean, Lallana puts it through, Mane scores.
It's splitting hairs, isn't it?
So close. And I think the attackers should always get the option to say, give them more of a chance if it is level. So very unlucky there. But Spurs, look, they come back into the game. Rose getting the equaliser. Tottenham just started a bit slow for me.
It's a bit one-in.
Energetic.
Well, not for you, but for me.
Well, Harry Kane as well. I mean, he's never scored in August, Al. Never scored in August. Which is a little bit of a worry. Really, but he does kick on. Don't get me wrong, he was brilliant last year.
Come back.
Oh, absolutely, because he's a top striker.
Spurs at the moment are
lacking that little bit of urgency.
You could see
Pochettino on the sideline when I think it was Eriksen missed a really good chance. He run down in his head, but he knows that you've got to take your chance against the big sides. And in the end, Spurs will probably be a little bit disappointed with that.
Liverpool
will be hard done by, but Spurs being at home, they would have expected maybe to get all 3 points here.
Certainly, and when you're not sparkling, that it's International Week this week, so the players are all away, they come back with injuries. So it's not good for Spurs at the moment, but they will come back. Chelsea 3, Burnley 0. So
it's
quite clear that Conte's got their big players playing.
Well, that is the most important thing. That was always they've got excellent players. We know. I thought that was the value. That's why I thought he was the value to start the season. 13-2 to win the league. I thought, that if he can get them playing the way they can, Hazard, Fabregas when he's back in.
Willian.
I think they've got the signing of the transfer for me, window, Kante in midfield. They really miss someone like him to win the ball back.
Yeah.
So now they've got the real solid two in midfield, Matic, Kante. That gives that little platform for the three in front to really go and explore and create
they'll
chances.
They'll push the Manchester clubs without a doubt. And talking to Manchester clubs, United, a lot of possession second half, but Hull made them fight for it. And Mike Phelan will be saying, of course, ex-Man United with Fergie. Mike's had a real good start with Hull. He must be saying that last gasp winner for United, we had to stop. The cross coming in was too easy.
I saw the right back, and he's got to make a challenge there, Rooney.
Too easy.
He's got to slide
pull it out for a corner.
Even if you concede a foul. If you catch him on the edge of the box, then, that gives that a little bit of time. But as soon as he got past him, he sort of pulled out, didn't he, the right back. Whether he's a bit worried about where was the box, was he in the box? But he'd be pulling his hair out, Mike Phelan, because what a performance from Hull and what a start to the season for Hull. Because I thought there were certainties.
But
no United, manager, no players.
But they've got to give it a feeling. But they tell me the son's a screwball.
Yeah.
Who's in charge?
I think they nearly got it taken over there.
Audio boom the way he's gone.
I think the Chinese consortium that they've got in place is nearly there now, so that'll be good for the whole city, and that will give them a much better chance of staying up.
Look, it's International Week. My team, we're playing Malta. England, we'll come to that in a moment. We're their first qualifier. So we miss the Premiership. And, of course, when we come back, bingo, Man United against Manchester City. City, on the other hand, 2-0 up against West Ham. I thought, this is going to be a long afternoon for the Hammers.
Yep.
Still no Payet. There was a big, big rumour flying about in London, in the city of London, East London, that Payet was on his way. He's joined up the French squad, but maybe that's to have more treatment or just to assess his injury. But I don't like the way he's gone missing, and West Ham struggled, but to be fair to them, they got back in the game and suddenly pushed City back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think West Ham have got that little bit of fighting spirit in the team.
People like Noble. Missing,
yeah, they got a few players out, but, you know, Slaven Bilic will demand that, you know, never give up, and they didn't. I mean, they got back into the game, as you rightly said. Man City had quite a few chances, maybe to go 3-0 up and really kill the game off, but they didn't. Got back into it and then was pushed. You know, they had to defend at times from set plays and corners were coming in, and they had one good opportunity with Noble, just overhit the ball where there are two or three running in at back post and just overhit it.
Yes.
Maybe to get the equaliser. But, you know, Man City in the end, Sterling got the two goals.
Yeah, we'll come to him in a minute because the big talking point was Aguero. Look, I love Aguero as a player. And I understand he was having a tussle with Reid, who's quite a strong character. And there was a case of get off me, but there's no doubt, Ray, the referee missed it, which is probably bad news for City in view of the derby coming up at Old Trafford. He slings his left arm out and catches, you know, he catches him in the gullet, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So I think when the panel look at it, he's a goner for
three
games.
Well, we'll have to see what happens.
I'm sure he's a goner for three games.
Well, that'll be a big blow. I mean, he's such a key player. I think Guardiola now, he's getting the best out of him as well. You can see he's just making them runs a little bit more. Under Pellegrini, I just, you know, he could have done a bit more for me under Pellegrini. But Guardiola, you can see...
He's too nice, Pellegrini.
He will demand. You can see what he's like on the touchline. You know, he's demanding more of his players. Even if you're playing well, he'd demand more. I always go back to this. Thierry Henry said to me, he was having a really good time at the moment. Yeah. At Barcelona, he was setting goals up. He thought he was playing a good standard. All of a sudden, pulls him in his office. I need more out of you.
Yeah.
He demanded more. And what happened? 2 weeks later, he got a hat-trick, Henry. So I think that's the sort of character he is, and that's what will get the best out of Aguero. And that's why I have him top goal scorer this season.
Talking about getting the best of, and I might look a fool here, or later on, everyone's going on about Raheem Sterling. Oh, he's back. He's brilliant. Scored two. I'm still not sure about him.
No, you got.
I am not sure about this kid.
It's not all about one game, Al. It's all about consistency. You know, can he do that on a regular basis? Look, he's got a platform now to say, I'm going to get an opportunity. Now, it's up to him now to really put them performances in, week out. Because it's no good playing, getting 9 out of 10 one week, and then suddenly the following week, you're 4 out of 10. You've got to do 7 or 8 every week.
Yeah.
And that was the problem with Theo Walcott. Arsenal. He was brilliant 1 week, then poor the next week. So I think Raheem Sterling's a very similar sort of player that, you know, probably plays with confidence. Them two goals are doing a world of good. But now, can he do it on a consistent basis? And if he can, that would be great for Man City and also great for Sam Allardyce at England.
Yeah. Now, I'll be honest with you, I tried. And I say tried. There's a couple of games, really. Oh, jeez. West Brom, Middlesbrough. I tried to watch it. I tell you what, I've had a better day with my dog at the event. I swear, it was a try.
It was
my
a poor
hardest game.
It was a good point for Borough. They've had a good start. I think he's Cuenca's got a team there, got a squad there that will do well. I think they definitely stay up this year, Middlesbrough. But it is absolutely out. It's down to West Brom to really attack and maybe get the 3 points. If it was in your back garden, Al, that was played. You would pull
the
curtains. You would definitely pull the curtains. It was one of them sort of games. We've seen some really good games at the start of the season. We know that. And lively and good football and chances. But that was an awful game.
Good start to the season for Everton. We know Ronald Koeman. I think we both rate him very highly. Stoke are struggling. But Everton at the same time beat them 1-0. Ross Barkley played, four, scored two. Not in Sam's England squad. I don't understand.
For me, that was a
surprise. Sorry, played three, scored two.
Yeah,
what was I talking about?
That was a big surprise. And look, Sam would be open door. It is now. Everybody's going to have an opportunity. Antonio now, what a story for him as well, getting into the squad. Non-league football coming through there, like, very similar to Jamie Vardy, but he's got his opportunity. He's been brilliant for West Ham. He's been excellent. So
Bartley's, look, Harry's in there. Dele Alli's in there. They're not playing.
If you're playing for form,
well, I think.
I think the number 10 role, I don't know what sort of formation for Sam's going to play.
Well, Rooney's down as a midfield player, not a forward.
Yeah,
in his squad.
That gets a little bit awkward for me because Jose's already said Mourinho's
a forward player.
He can't be a midfielder. So surely you've got to play him in where he plays for his club.
Yeah.
Because if you can drop him, look, I know he's a talented boy and he can play probably central midfield or a bit deeper, but certainly he's got to play in the same sort of role he plays for his club.
But he said the door's not shut and it shouldn't be. Crikey, Bartley's an up and coming.
Well, he's young. He's going to get better and better for me. He had that little spell, probably under Martinez. He didn't. Again, we look at, can you get the best out of the players? I don't think Martinez got the best out of Barkley.
He didn't get the best out of Stones, either.
Stones as well. Look, he's moved on as well now. So let's see how they develop. Ronald Koeman, he's got a new manager. He might flourish under him and do so well that Sam can't leave him out.
Martinez, what do you make of that? Belgian manager and Thierry takes over.
You
may get physio
well,
though.
This is a stepping stone. This is a stepping stone, maybe for one day to be Arsenal manager. Yeah. Absolutely, I really believe that he's got the intelligence. I've already said well done to him and congratulations. And I'm ready for a role at Arsenal when you do get the job. so I don't know what sort of capacity it
corporate
will be.
Hospital-
he might be the coach driver. I'm doing my old HGV at the
corporate
moment.
Hospitality manager.
So yeah, I mean, it's a great move for Thierry. Yeah. Obviously, he's sometimes a little bit difficult when you're a Frenchman going into a Belgium squad, but his experience and
speak the same language.
And how many good forwards have they got? They've got lots of forwards he can work with.
Well, Lukaku, there's no doubt they've underachieved. They've underachieved. So I think him and Martinez are going in at a proper time.
Yeah.
Talking of Thierry Henry and Arsenal, maybe a future job for you. And Watford 1, Arsenal 3. That was better, wasn't it?
First 45 minutes was excellent. Ozil was a big player for him. Sanchez was superb. That was Sanchez, the old Sanchez. There were spells last season when he wasn't at his best. But that was his way, his work rate, his goal he scored. And he's just a nuisance. You know, he's the sort of player that never stops running. And if you're a midfielder, Al, it's perfect for you. If you have a player like him in front of you, work rate like that, you can push in on your man. You know that the defender's always going to be wary of not having time on the ball.
Yeah.
And that's when you win the ball back in good areas. So much better performance. I think Arsene Wenger be delighted with the performance. Now he's got the international break. He'll be working with the other players who not gone on.
It's early for an international break.
Yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare. Three games in, because I'm so excited about the Premier League this season. It's going to be fantastic.
And me?
I'm more excited now because Sam Allardyce, I think, will do a good job at England, there's no doubt, but I'm more excited about the Premier League week in, week out. Who can surprise people? Who can, you know, Rashford scoring that last minute goal for Manchester United, big 3 points for Jose, Man City playing really well, Chelsea. So it's going to be an amazing season.
Couple of teams struggling. Palace won, Bournemouth won, and Alan Pardew needed that late goal from Dan. He needed that. Southampton
missed
won,
a penalty,
Sunderland
didn't
won.
They? So
Sunderland won up, Southampton coming back, because there's two teams, I think. I know I shouldn't say it, but I think Southampton are going to be fighting like mad this year.
Well, it's going to be a little bit different. Losing a top manager in Ronald Koeman, we know. But look, at the moment, the big news out is Jack Wilshere. You know, Southampton will be well in the market for
Where's
him.
Where's he going to go? Yeah, West Ham? Leicester? What about Leicester? You mentioned that.
Yeah, I mentioned Leicester. Him and Drinkwater in midfield will be a real... And I think with Vardy's runs... that he could spot, you know, and Jack's got that ability to pick a pass out, there's no doubt. So with Vardy's runs...
He needs to play, doesn't he?
Moves, he does need to play, but it's going to be really interesting to see what Arsenal do with the likes of where he goes. In an ideal situation for Arsenal would be abroad.
Yeah.
Go and play in Spain, go and play in Italy or whatever.
Joe Hart
looks like he's going to Reno. He needs to play as well. These players, you know...
Have you sympathy? Look, I understand my Jack... because his injuries. Have you any sympathy for Joe? I do.
I feel a little bit sorry for him. I really do. I think he made it clear, though, Guardiola, didn't he? That there was rumours before he even got the job, if he did, that the goalkeeper situation he's in a look at. He wants him ball playing from the back and sweeping
systems. What about Willy Caballero? You're not telling me he's dynamic with his, you know, his back passes. He can spray the ball.
No, absolutely. I don't know the situation. I think he kept a minute at times last year in the Champions League.
He made some
wonderful saves. I know he had that bad spell. Well, he had a bit of a shocker playing for England at the Euros, and maybe Guardiola, that was the last straw for him.
Yeah.
He said, "I need to change this goalkeeper. Are we going to win the league?"
The bosses at City who have said yes to every request from Pep, when he said, "I need a new goalkeeper," he's out. They were like, "What?" It was a real shock.
I mean, Joe's one of the best goalkeepers, and I really hope he does well. I really hope he can go somewhere, play on a regular basis, and show that he's a top class keeper. And I'm pleased that, you know, I'm sure he will be England's number one.
Sam will give him a chance.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. I think Sam will look at it and say, "Well, he's still our number one." I know Forster and people like that, Jack Butland maybe in the future will pressurise him for his spot, but at the moment. I think Joe Hart will definitely start for England next game.
Yep. So up front, with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler, is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. Now, this is a new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and great offers. Have a look. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when you deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10, A-L-A-N, capitals, 10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you'll get £10 free. Also, look out for a daily happy hour offers. Me and Ray love that. Between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Betonbrazil.com is for over 18s only. And please, please, betting should be fun. So please gamble responsibly. So it's going very well, Ray, I have to tell you. The site's going brilliant.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of great feedback, which is lovely.
Everybody likes a little accumulator. I think, you know, I've just been on holiday. We're sitting around the pool, and how many punters always want to look at football results and say, oh, I've had my little five team accumulator and little treble. And I think it's just something to watch at the weekends for people. So, as you rightly say, I'll bet responsibly, and hopefully people can have a bit of fun and, you know, enjoy it. And who knows? Some big winners out there, maybe. There was a guy that had 13 teams the other week, didn't he? And won a jackpot.
If your luck's in, you know.
So you never know.
If you don't buy a ticket, you can't win it. If you're
and
not in
to
it,
be
you
fair, I've got
it.
To mention this, Al, down our local pub, we know that I am now top of the league after scoring 24 points, and I'm gutted I didn't do a accumulator this week because I only got one team wrong in the whole of the Premier League, the result, and I got four correct scores.
So. You know, I had three correct scores as well.
Did you? So you had a few bad results then?
Well, I had a few, one or two, could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
You know, Liverpool, he win 2-1. I thought
the big goal was for me, Raheem Sterling. That last game of the day on Sunday, last game of the Premier League weekend. And 2-1, I was losing now in the local pub, Rose. And that third goal won it because I had my star and that was double points.
And I was going to have a little bet on it and I thought, no, I can't bet with myself, can I? Bet on Brazil.
Well, you had 3-0, 3-1, didn't you? You had 3-0, 3-1. I saw that on one of your tweets, 3-0, 3-1.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So you did tip it out. So hopefully a few punters had a little go.
As we say now, West Ham. Do you think West Ham are going to be okay when they get the players back? Are they, you know, it's the Olympic Park. The Olympic Stadium, there was a big worry about, you know, when you go to a new stadium. But they tell me the atmosphere is brilliant. And when West Ham start turning on, they're out of Europe now. So it's probably helped them in the Premier League.
Yeah, that was the biggest shock, really, getting out of Europe. I mean, no one expected that. Expected them to go through very, very comfortably, but they got knocked out. But now they can concentrate on the Premier League. Again, keeping your key players, getting your key players on the field. AU's didn't play, Carroll didn't play against City, Payet didn't play. You know, three real threats in front of goal. So when you're missing them sort of quality, I think you're always going to struggle. But they need them players back. But I think the atmosphere is going to be very important, and it's been electric over there. I mean,
so Ray, I've had three different bets now, and please go easy when you're having a bet. I do get carried away now and again, but I've had three different bets on Newcastle. They have now found their strike.
Well, they're in. They're
away
in
the lads.
They're in the playoff positions, Al, now at the moment. For me, the biggest shock of the weekend was Norwich. I mean, going to Birmingham, I thought, well, Birmingham have started pretty poorly.
Didn't see it. And Villa had a poor result.
3-0 they lost to Birmingham. So that was a brilliant performance from Birmingham.
Villa, the poor one.
Villa, which we're expecting as well to maybe Martinez and Stevie Clark to maybe get them in the playoffs at least this season. Forest are going well. They had a good win at the weekend. So there's a couple of...
Huddersfield.
And the surprising one is Huddersfield.
Well,
top of the league.
Money Huddersfield. Top Barnsley of the league. Going great.
Barnsley
well.
Going great. So it's great to
Huddersfield
see...
Huddersfield beat Barnsley with a late goal the week before.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating.
It's going to be a great league. But as you rightly say, Newcastle now in a very good position. After that first game losing to Fulham, 1-0, you're expecting, well, they need to bounce back, and they certainly have done that.
By the way, Fulham have started well.
Fulham have done brilliant. Absolutely.
Haven't they?
Brilliant.
They've started.
They beat Blackburn last minute, I think.
It's
that was the last minute goal, wasn't
Blackburn,
it?
I feel for Owen Coyle. I think it's
a tough job for him.
He's just lost a job out in America. He's come back. He's got the Blackburn job. Nothing's going his way.
It's a tough one for him, and that could be the first casualty.
Leeds, by the way, or Leeds?
Leeds United, who are in a nightmare as well. So Gary Monk, look, he's done a brilliant job at Swansea, but he's not an easy.
A couple of weeks ago.
It's not an easy job.
You know, he got his big win in the Sheffield the Yorkshire Derby, against Wednesday. I thought they're on the way now, but that wasn't a good result.
No,
for
not
us.
At all.
Really wasn't. What about the Villa? Di Matteo, he's if I'm being honest, I didn't think it was a great appointment, right? And I'm not just saying that. I didn't think it was a great appointment, but I wish him well. And they're in for the striker, aren't they, Hernandez?
Well, certainly he's getting backed by the board. McCormack's gone in there for 11 million.
They've got to get McCormack.
Well. You've got to get Grealish playing well.
Yeah,
Grealish.
I spoke to Neil Warnock about McCormack. And you've got to give him a free a carte blanche.
Yeah,
you've got to give him a free card, do what you like, but get the ball to him in the right areas.
Well, I think they're missing that striker as well. They've got Gested, we know, who I thought would do really well in the Championship because he's strong, he's powerful.
Well, if they get the ball
but
in the
balls
box,
you need, you need wide Peter, as you rightly say, you need wingers to put the ball in the box for him. But now there's a bid for Hernandez for 20 million from Hull. I'd be amazed if Hull can let him go. I mean, they need their players, as many players as they can. They're lacking players, Hull, in the Premier League. And he can score goals off the
why
bench.
Why would he go to the Villa?
I really wouldn't know. You want to play in the Premier League.
Playing against United last week, you know, Hull Man U. Why would you want to go to Villa who's struggling?
Well, I don't know. Financially, is it financial situation? Well, can Villa give him more wages? Because, you know, some players were in it for the money and they say, look, they're going to give me more money, I will go there. So it's going to be an interesting one, but I'll be amazed if Hull let him go.
Look, they were second last year. I know that you're your club. Can they challenge City, United, or Chelsea?
It's going to be difficult. I mean, if you look on paper, because they've got bigger squads, I've got probably more quality. Look, there's no doubt Arsenal have got good quality. If they can keep everybody fit for the season, that's always been their problem, injuries to key players. Cazorla was out last year for a long spell. Sanchez didn't play to his ability probably last year as well as he did that first year. So they can get there. Mozil was excellent and he's looked really sharp against Watford at the weekend. So he's very important to the team.
Jack
has done well.
He's done really,
I think he's efficient.
Arsene was talking today in the paper. Comparing with Petit, for me, he's a mile away from Petit.
Well,
he's nowhere near Petit's
standard. Petit was more of a defensive player. He was more of a centre back, he had that quality, a little bit like Dier, what he does for Spurs. He could step into that midfield and have to
I bet Xhaka doesn't get more than 3 goals.
I don't think he's there for score goals, Al. I think he's there to stop the gap, be efficient on the ball, win the ball back.
If I was on 50 grand a week, I'd be expected to score more than 3 goals.
Well, I mean, these days it's totally different to your era and my era probably. I always like box to box midfielders. My idol was Brian Robson. Brian Robson was the pinnacle of a central midfielder. Box to box, tackle, get back and defend, get forward and score goals. But now, Al, the format they play in, I don't like the holding midfielder. And probably the first one to come into the Premier League was Makélélé.
Yeah,
he was the only one who he just sat in front of the back four and he didn't really go over the halfway line. But he didn't need to. He'd done such a great job in that midfield because that's what you need.
Yeah,
you need
Mascherano
that shield as well.
Could do that as well, couldn't
he? The way they play now with a number 10 as well. The number 10 is very important for teams going forward. So that holding midfielder's got to have one eye on the number 10 who drops off. People like Dennis Bergkamp was so clever just getting into them little gaps where you couldn't pick him up. The centre-half couldn't go in because then there's a big gap for someone to run into.
So now it's down to
the holding midfielder to look at that and have one eye on his midfielder and one eye on, obviously, the number 10.
Sanchez was good at the weekend. And he's Ozil and Sanchez are the key to Arsenal being top four
and
again.
Mustafi's a good player. They've just signed the centre half. I mean, him and Koscielny at the back, they'll be a solid formation. Callum Chambers looks like he's going to be moving as well. That would be a good signing for Borough. Very good signing for Borough.
He's not had a chance, has he?
Well, I think Arsenal are looking at someone now who's going to play him on a regular basis, but play him in centre half. He can learn playing at Borough to play the positioning wise of centre half. I think he's definitely a player of the future for Arsenal, but at the moment, like Jack Wilshere, he needs to play.
Are you happy, just briefly, because we're out of time? I think Stones. No, we are out of time. let me put this off. I think Stones is going to be a much, much better. Sorry about that. I think he's really going to be a good player, and I mean that, under Pep at City. And I do believe that he'll be a regular for England. I do. I think it'll be him and someone else, the centre-backs.
Well, I think definitely it's a massive thing that he's gone to City. So, look, Pep Guardiola, he can't plan to a better manager than him to get the best out of him. As I said before, I love Martinez, but I think he didn't get the best out of John Stones. So I think with his bit more coaching, bit more defensive coaching as well, because at times he defensively was a bit poor, that he will be a top player. And maybe, you know, who knows, one of the leaders what we need going forward for England as well.
Yeah, that was big Sam on the phone. Sam, I'm busy, I'm with me.
What's he want, Sam? Is he asking you a bit of advice? What team to put in?
I think so. That was Betting Brazil with Ray Parler. Sorry for that intrusion on my phone. I hope you enjoyed it. Back again in a few days' time. Thank you. Betting Brazil with Audio Boom.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.